The Arizona legislature starts its 2019 session on Monday, and lawmakers will be debating and voting on any number of bills and issues. In advance of the new session, we're talking to different organizations about their priorities for this year. Today, the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken Strobeck is the League's executive director, and he joins me. And Ken, what are some of your top priorities and the top issues for your member municipalities?
Well, Mark, at the beginning of the new year, it's always legislative session time. We always take a look at the makeup of the legislature. And this year, I think it's going to be very interesting to deal with the membership because of the narrowing of the partisan difference. So our primary job at the League really is mostly defensive. We don't run a lot of bills. There's a few that we're going to be pushing this year. But in general, we watch out for things such as preemptions or unfunded mandates, and particularly because we believe that it's better for local policymakers to make decisions about their communities at the local level, not to have special interest groups go to the legislature and try to preempt us from some field or preempt some sort of tax policy that we're doing. And that happens very often.
So is it your belief then that with the smaller margin, especially in the House, which is going to be 31-29, that might lead to fewer of those bills that you have to try to beat back?
We're hoping that that will be the case. There's no law against anybody introducing any bill that they want, and so we take all of these bills very seriously once they're dropped. But their chances of success with this narrower margin, I think, will be more difficult, and that's actually a good thing, I think, for us. It always depends on the individuals that are a part of the legislature, but I think overall, in the last few years, we have tried to make our case based on data rather than on anecdote. And when we have data to go back to them, then I think we can make our case pretty strongly.
So before we get to the bills that you are supporting, are there any that you've heard about or seen so far that are troublesome or worrisome to you?
I haven't seen anything in the pre-session bin that we're particularly focused on yet. At this point, it looks like some of the legislators that are going after various levels of government are focusing more on education than they are on cities or counties.
All right. So you mentioned that there are a few bills, at least, that you're going to be sort of pushing. What kinds of issues are you looking to address?
Well, I think the most important thing for us is to get either the state through the legislature or through the Department of Revenue to establish an economic threshold for sales that happen online of retail goods. And this, of course, was opened up by the U.S. Supreme Court Wayfair decision. And we're one of the states now in the minority that hasn't actually done something to establish this economic threshold that the Supreme Court said you need to do. It used to be the physical presence standard that you had to have a physical location in the state to collect taxes. Now they're saying, no, it's an economic threshold. And there are some people that are saying, well, in order to do that, you have to scrap the Model City Tax Code or you have to join the streamlined sales tax. And again, this is where we have data that shows there are many other states that have a city tax base or that have not joined Streamline that have already implemented the economic threshold. So we don't need to do either of those things in order to do the economic threshold. And in fact, we believe that it's better if the Department of Revenue establishes this by rule so that it's something that is flexible going into the future. And there's already precedent in statute. It's already established that we can tax retail transactions. This is just a different way of doing a retail transaction. We're thinking that the South Dakota standard is probably the way to go, the $100,000 or 200 transactions in a calendar year. Once you cross that line, then that puts you into the taxpaying category.
You and I have spoken in the past about how cities are sort of dealing with this law that was passed a few years ago that allows members of the legislature to ask the attorney general to investigate if the lawmaker thinks that a city is violating state law. And you had talked about the possibility of trying to rework that or maybe even just repeal it outright. Is that still a goal of the League's to work on that legislation in some way?
Yes, it very much is. This is Senate Bill 1487 from 2 years ago. And yeah, this is a very problematic bill for cities all across the state. And that also applies to counties, although I think there's only been one claim filed against a county. So yeah, we had a bill last year that Senator Brophy McGee sponsored to make some modifications to lengthen the timelines, to make it so that the legislator complaining had to at least represent the city or town they were complaining about. That didn't even get out of committee in the Senate. So we will hopefully be reintroducing that again this year. We would love to have a full repeal, but We've already had people say that's not going to happen, but they're open to perhaps making some modifications. And so we would like to at least make it more of a level playing field for the cities.
From your perspective, are there any sort of under the radar issues or like things that you just don't expect to be talking about that are sort of percolating under the surface a little bit that you've heard rumblings about or that you maybe even hope sort of rise to the surface that lawmakers will be discussing at some point?
Well, one thing that's been talked about, I'm not sure that it falls into that under the radar category, is the short-term rentals issue. You know, a few years ago we
Airbnb
had the Airbnb legalization, and so that we've had a few years to live with that now. And for the most part, it's going well, but there are some abuses that neighbors are complaining about. You know, when they have a party house in the area that every weekend is just, you know, full of people and noise and that kind of thing, and it goes on and on. Or areas where pretty much all of the available housing has been bought up by investors and turned into short-term rentals and things like that. So we're looking to just put some sidebars around that legislation a little bit. We understand it's something that is going to happen and that we're supportive of, actually, but just having some reasonable ability to regulate that a little bit more so that it doesn't impact the neighbors who are already invested in a community or people who need to have some sort of affordable housing, you know, in vacation areas where that's all being bought up. So that's one of the things that we'll be looking at.
That's Ken Strobeck, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.